Recorded Books presents Diary of a Wimpy Kid by Jeff Kinney. Narrated by Ramon D'Ocampo.
September. Tuesday. First of all, let me get something straight. This is a journal, not a diary. I know what it says on the cover, but when Mom went out to buy this thing, I specifically told her to get one that didn't say diary on it. Great.
All I need is for some jerk to catch me carrying this book around and get the wrong idea. Then punch me and call me sissy.
The other thing I want to clear up right away is that this was Mom's idea, not mine. But if she thinks I'm going to write down my feelings in here or whatever, she's crazy. So just don't expect me to be all dear diary this and dear diary that. The only reason I agreed to do this at all is because I figure later on, when I'm rich and famous, I'll have better things to do than answer people's stupid questions all day long.
Like, Gregory, tell us about your childhood. And, were you always so smart and handsome? I'll just be able to say, here's my journal. Now, shoo, shoo.
So this book is going to come in handy. Like I said, I'll be famous one day. But for now, I'm stuck in middle school with a bunch of morons.
Let me just say for the record that I think middle school is the dumbest idea ever invented. You got kids like me who haven't hit their growth spurt yet, mixed in with these gorillas who need to shave twice a day. They knock us down in the hallway and boom,
out of my way, runts.
And then they wonder why bullying is such a big problem in middle school. If it was up to me, grade levels would be based on height, not age. But then again, I guess that would mean really small kids like Chirag Gupta would still be scribbling their ABCs in the first grade. Today is the first day of school, and right now, we're just waiting around for the teacher to hurry up and finish the seating chart. So I figured I might as well write in this book to pass the time. By the way, let me give you some good advice.
On the first day of school, you got to be real careful where you sit. You walk into the classroom and just plunk your stuff down on any old desk, and the next thing you know, the teacher is saying,
I hope you all like where you're sitting, because these are your permanent seats.
Ah!
So in this class, I got stuck with Chris Hosey in front of me and Lionel James in back of me. Jason Brill came in late and almost sat to my right, but luckily I stopped that from happening at the last second.
He asked, is this seat taken? And I shouted, yes, yes. Next period, I should just sit in the middle of a bunch of hot girls as soon as I step in the room. But I guess if I do that, it just proves I didn't learn anything from last year when I sat between two girls. When one girl asked,
Greg, will you please pass this note to Shelley?
I said, why, certainly. But the note ended up saying, Greg is a dork.
Man, I don't know what is up with girls these days. It used to be a whole lot simpler back in elementary school. The deal was, if you were the fastest runner in your class, you got all the girls. And in the fifth grade, the fastest runner was Ronnie McCoy. Nowadays, it's a whole lot more complicated. Now it's about the kind of clothes you wear, or how rich you are, or if you have a cute butt or whatever. And kids like Ronnie McCoy are scratching their heads wondering, what the heck happened? The most popular boy in my grade is Bryce Anderson. The thing that really stinks is that I have always been into girls, but kids like Bryce have only come around in the last couple of years.
I remember how Bryce used to act back in elementary school when he and his friends would say,
girls are stinky poos.
Yeah.
I'd say, I don't think girls are stinky poos.
But of course, now I don't get any credit for sticking with the girls all this time. Like I said, Bryce is the most popular kid in our grade, so that leaves all the rest of us guys scrambling for the other spots.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?